What's the immediate reaction to that?
Look, very disappointed to be beaten by one of your big rivals, and very disappointed to be beaten in the manner we were beaten. We were well and truly beaten, to be fair, you know.
What went wrong? Because you were with them for the first 25 minutes or so, it was very even.
For the first 15, 20 minutes, it was nip and tuck, and, you know, it was kind of in around 3 each, 4 each, 5 each, but Tyrone kicked in the gear. I felt we were careless in possession. We gave a lot of sloppy ball away, and Tyrone picked us off in the counter-attack, and thought we defended too deep, and we invited Tyrone on too much, and we paid a huge penalty in the 78, 10 minutes coming up to half-time.
Missed a goal chance as well, I suppose, which was a crucial point in the game as well. I know it was very early, but at that stage a goal would be a big score.
Well, you know, you get a goal at that stage, and even having played quite poorly coming up to half-time, it would have left you with a reasonable gap. But look, Tyrone probably would feel they should have the goal as well, but, you know, overall we can't afford to defend like that. You know, we stood off Tyrone players coming through, and we just allowed them to dictate.
Yeah, they pushed up on you for the last 10 minutes of the half, and that was the crucial period, really.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it was that we give the ball away up in their end of the pitch. You know, we were able to get up there, and, you know, rather than break tackles and rather than keep the ball and, you know, work the shooting opportunity, we give it away carelessly.
Yeah, and they were in a good position. You were in a bad position at half time.
Yeah, it wasn't a good position to be in, but whatever slight breeze was, and it's a wee bit easier to kick down, we had it. But, you know, Tyrone came out, and again, our defending was very poor for Tiernan McCann's goal. So the game kind of petered out of that. We showed a lack of fight as well, which was disappointing.
Yeah. What's that down, do you think?
It's hard to tell. It's a, you know, we weren't naive enough to think that we're just going to land, you know, in Ulster and play the Tyrones of this world and possibly Monaghans of this world, you know, and hit the ground. You know, it's a big step up from league. We're aware of that. You know, we have a very young team. Doesn't make it any easier today, but it's something we've got to learn from.
Yeah, and you brought on some of the older players in the second half, and even Carl Lacey before half time. Did you feel that was, you know, that the young lads were probably, it was championship was?
That stage, you know, the game was slipping away from us. We wanted Carl to try to tighten us up, get us into half-time, you know. Didn't overly work, you know, not really down to Carl's issue, but, you know, as a collective, we just were leaving too many gaps and allowing Tyrone too many on a post shots.
Rory, how difficult will it be to lift them for a qualifier in 2 weeks?
First of all, I didn't know it was 2 weeks. We have to get our, whatever it is, you know. We hadn't contemplated it. Listen, you know, we went in with a very open mind to the year. It didn't expect things just to go smoothly. You know, kind of we got a bit of a free ride since the Kerry game, to be honest. You know, our performance levels were good. You know, we're always a wee bit cautious. It's not easy, you know, for those seven lads, you know, started the first championship game the last day. We've got to accrue experience. We didn't want to accrue experience like today. We've got to face it. That's the ultimate test of any team. You know, very few teams arrive on the scene and just get success instantly. We've got to knuckle down now. You know, it's happened to us now. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Is it a reminder that it's a long-term project for Donegal that you know, this won't happen overnight?
Well, look, I think, you know, we're well aware. Was out of the team that played in 2012, is there only, I don't know, 3 or 4 of them playing still? You started the game today, Neil, Michael, Paddy McGrath, Frank possibly, you know. You know, we know what we're about, you know. We felt we would be better today. That doesn't disguise that, you know, today was a very disappointing display. We'll not hide away from that. We'll have to face up the truth of it. And, you know, we just showed a lack of, you know, cohesion. We showed a lack of energy. We showed a lack of discipline on the field from, you know, following through what we asked to do. But we've got to learn from that.
In terms of the qualifiers, the draw is tomorrow morning. I think it's Longford, Derry, Laois, and Sligo. That's the opposition.
Yeah, look, whatever it is, Tom, we'll get our head around it. You know, we've no choice now. We've got to face up. You've got to look yourself in the mirror and know where you're at.
Yeah. And obviously the young fellas, as Michael was saying, that was a big experience for them today. That was a big learning curve. You know, you were probably in bonus territory today if you won, really.
Well, look, we felt we had a very good chance if we played anywhere close to our maximum. We didn't play anywhere close to our maximum, so they give us no chance, you know. We knew in order for us to beat, you know, Tyrone, we would have to play very close to our absolute best. We produced some very good displays in the league, but we got a very, very much, a real harsh reality today that there's a big step up in league and championship. And look, ultimately we didn't perform, you know. Tyrone were very good, but we didn't perform.